Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files an appeal on behalf of healthcare workers against Maine's unconstitutional law. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, just when we thought we were finished with all these COVID shot lawsuits, we're still working on this one in Maine because this governor will not change this law that prohibits religious accommodations for compulsory immunization.
You know, we did a survey of some of our constituents in Liberty Counsel Action. We did a survey of some of those constituents. Mm-hmm. And 40% of those constituents said that they still know somebody or have personally been involved of being impacted by these COVID mandates.
Oh, yeah.
So it's still happening. And in fact, there are still some colleges and universities
that are still requiring this shot. It's crazy.
For admission. It's amazing.
It's crazy. And, you know, Governor Mills has just kept her feet in the concrete and will not move and will not give these healthcare workers their accommodations, religious accommodations. And so hence they were fired. All the ones that we represented have since been fired. But we still have to get to the bottom of this law because, you know, there's no guarantee she's not going to do this again.
Yeah, so we filed a notice of appeal to the First Circuit Court of Appeals on behalf of Maine healthcare workers since the U.S. District Judge John Levy dismissed the case as moot. In the case here, the governor argued that the case is moot. Why? Because they repealed the mandate, but they've never repented of what they did. They never acknowledged that what they did was unlawful.
No.
They never gave any assurance that they're not going to return to their old terrible ways.
They didn't even apologize for kicking these healthcare workers to the curb. Many of them who had been faithfully working in these hospitals for years, some of them they brought in from other states to work in them. They were all kicked to the curb because they refused this experimental injection.
Yeah, so some of these people, they actually moved to Maine as an incentive to help out in the rural areas because they got bonuses because Maine was desperate to bring in healthcare workers due to the healthcare shortages going back to some previous times, you know, before COVID even, 2019, for example. And so consequently, they were there. They were working through COVID. Those that either already lived there, those that had moved in to help and relieve people of the healthcare shortages, they were heroes. In January of the same year that this mandate was issued, Governor Janet Mills called these people healthcare heroes. Healthcare heroes. And indeed they were.
And yeah, then suddenly in her eyes they became zeros.
Yeah, and then they issued this mandate. And the mandate said that everyone needed to get the COVID shots. 100% of these healthcare workers needed to get the COVID shots. And this is the real kicker, that the employers were not able to even entertain an employee's request for a religious accommodation.
Now, they could get medical accommodations.
They could get a medical accommodation.
They couldn't get religious accommodation.
But even if the employer wanted to grant a religious accommodation, they were not allowed to, because if the employer granted even one, the employer could have 1,000 employees. If they granted one person's religious accommodation, that employer would face daily fines and loss potentially of their business operating license.
Yeah,
literally
ridiculous.
Shut down their entire operations. So these employers terminated individuals who requested a religious accommodation and refused to get the COVID shot.
You know, it's just ridiculous because Governor Janet Mills does not have the best interest of her state in her mind, right? However she thinks she's above the law, but she's not have the best interest of her state.
No, she doesn't. And so we haven't filed our brief yet. We just filed our appeal, but we will file our brief. And when we do, we're going to include a recent brand new Supreme Court decision. And it is a case that is the FBI versus FICRE, F-I-K-R-E. The Supreme Court recently released this opinion involving the FBI, which dealt with whether the removal of an individual from the no-fly list moots his claims about the error of placing him on the no-fly list in the first place. So the FBI's only basis for claiming that the case was moot was a declaration submitted by the government stated that it has rescinded its challenged conduct. The unanimous court held that a declaration proclaiming the rescission of the challenged conduct does not suffice to moot a case. The facts of that case are interestingly analogous to our case in Maine, where the government relied on a single declaration to claim that it was unlikely that it would reinstate its prior conduct. Judge Levy, in this case, relied upon that sole declaration as the basis for dismissing our case as moot, for which we are now filing the notice of appeal. The timing of the Supreme Court case could not be more significant for our decision in this case.
Wow, that's interesting. So the FBI, what was the one thing that
So the FBI put this person on a no-fly list.
Okay.
So he wasn't able to fly. So he had an injury, obviously, because he wasn't able to fly. Like these individuals, they were injured because they were terminated.
Right.
So they've already suffered
no pay,
an injury.
Nothing, yeah.
No pay. Their careers, in many cases, they were completely gone.
Right.
So it was because of a government directive. In this case, it was the FBI's directive placing somebody on the no-fly list. It was a mistake, apparently. They said, well, we've changed it. We've taken you off the no-fly list. And so he challenged being on the no-fly list. And what the FBI did was they just sent a declaration. By the way, the case is moot. Everyone go home. Nice knowing you, because we've just removed you from the no-fly list. You can fly now. And so the lower courts were presented with, is this case moot? Because now the government is not enforcing and, in fact, has reversed its declaration to put you on the no-fly list.
But is this individual saying there was already damage done?
Oh, obviously it was damage done because of his reputation.
Right.
And he's on the no-fly list. So how does he know he's on the no-fly list? He tries to fly. And he's told, oh, you can't fly. You're on the no-fly list. You can't fly anywhere.
And nobody told him, obviously.
Because the FBI has put you on a no-fly list. So he files a lawsuit. The FBI says, oh, well, here's a declaration. We just removed you from the no-fly list, and therefore the case is moot. We'll see you later. Have a nice day.
I don't think so.
And the U.S. Supreme Court said, no, not so fast.
Yeah.
9-0.
Wow.
9-0, reversing the case. And saying that that single declaration does not moot a case. Well, that's exactly what happened here.
Oh, very good.
We've been litigating this case in Maine. And it was after we won 3-0 at the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals actually sided with us because the lower court judge, same judge, dismissed the case saying that we had no cause of action. We appealed that case and the Court of Appeals unanimously ruled in our favor, saying the dismissal of the case was improper. The case needs to go back and return and continue in the discovery in the full litigation. They need a full hearing. So when that happened, when Maine realized, oops, we're going to have to defend this now, then what Maine did was they decided, you know what, let's back off this mandate. And let's file a declaration and let's moot the case. So they did. They filed a declaration and saying, by the way, we're going to repeal the mandate. There's no more need for this case to continue. And the judge in our case, just like in the FBI case, relied upon that single declaration to say the case is moot, case is dismissed.
And the healthcare workers are left in the cold.
Yeah. And in this case, you know, the same thing would have happened to this guy who was on the no-fly list. He would have suffered an injury. He can fly now. But our case is even worse because not only were they injured, some of these people, they live in Maine. Some of these people, they've worked in the healthcare industry for 20 plus years.
And it's a remote area. It's not like they can just run and get another job at a different hospital or something.
They've been trained to be healthcare workers.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they can just jump on another aircraft.
Right.
Like this guy. He has an injury, but he can fly now, right?
Right.
What happened to him in the past is not going to affect him now, but what happened to these people in the past has a continuing effect. So our case is even more factually compelling than this FBI case because the harm continues. For our clients, Some of them will never go back into the healthcare industry because they've been completely blacklisted. They've been out of the market for a while, and they're doing other jobs. In one case, one of our highly trained healthcare workers that was working head of emergency room, she's now working in construction ends meet.
This is their family. We'd have to move to another state or something, and that's ridiculous to cause that for them.
So pray for our case as we continue to go up on appeal. This is a great decision by the Supreme Court that will help our case move forward. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/mandate. That's lc.org/mandate.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.